Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Rebecca. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Hey, 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 welcome back everybody to Agree and Ideas Radio Network for another Deaf Conversations with John Dilley on the Agree and Ideas Radio Network. And I'm Agree and Ideas, and I'm actually broadcasting from a remote location at a Denny's restaurant near you. John, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, man. It's great.
Hey, John, I got to say one thing before you roll with your show. I'm a little disappointed at this Denny's. There is no DEF CON hot sauce anywhere on these tables, so you need to get to working on the Denny's Corporation.
Well, I'll tell you what, grab the damn manager and give him a piece.
I'll do that. All right, go on with your show.
I'm going to grab
a grand slam. I'm going to let you go.
All right, man. Well, bon appetit. And I mean, last week it was me sitting in front of a restaurant. Now you're sitting at a Denny's. It's freaking awesome, man. So go eat, and here we are. Welcome, everybody. This is John Dilley, DEF CON Sauces, with another issue of the DEF Conversations. It's kind of a cool show. We got lined up. We got our guest, Tom Slusser from Tom's Royal Ripping, coming on a little bit. But, yeah, it's going to open it up with a couple of things. I'm just going to mention one more time, because it is this coming weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We will be arriving at the Kempton Pepper Jam in Kempton, Pennsylvania, 83 Community Drive. I'd say it has the makings to be a very large show. So if you got no plans, get down there, man. It's only $5 to get in. It's on Saturday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday on May 25th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So plenty of time to hang out. I mean, there's going to be a ton of vendors down there. There's going to be food. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff to do. So if you've never been to one of these outdoor, Chili Head shows, they are a lot of fun. Bring your heat and expect us to hurt you, because that's kind of what we're good at. But what are we going to kind of talk about for a couple minutes here before we bring Tom on? I was talking to Mr. Brilliant there, and it was a good idea to talk about these little farmers markets that pop up from town to town. We've been doing them for years, and as the last couple of weeks have shown, we're really into these small business guys just starting up, and I think the farmers markets, there's something to be said for them. I mean, it's a great way for a company just starting out to kind of get the name out there. It doesn't cost a lot. Some do, some don't. You got to kind of shop around. I mean, some of them are actually free. But it's a great way to do multiple markets to increase your exposure, kind of bounce around week to week to different markets. You build a great local customer base, and, it doesn't cost anything for customers to talk to each other, telling you how good your stuff is. You gain vast experience talking to the public at these farmers markets. A lot of people are going to be repeat customers, and you kind of run it by them. What do you think about my products? And hey, if they're coming back to buy them, obviously they like them. And we do actually quite lucrative. It's quite lucrative with the money we're making at these farmers markets. Markets on the weekends, so everybody out there looking for something to do on the weekends. Hey, just start checking around. I mean, every town, just about every town, at least around here in New Jersey, has a farmers market, and they're popping up all over the place. There is one little there's one little Borg type company out there, the Indoor Farmers Market. I don't know if that's the name of the company or not, but these things are starting to pop up, and it's kind of like the Home Depot of farmers markets. So when one of those opens up, it pretty much kills the surrounding farmers markets. I've noticed that for the last couple of years, because a couple of shows I used to do basically closed because of the indoor farmers markets. And then I didn't farmers markets. See, I mean, these guys got deli counters and everything else set up. It has nothing to do with, the guys setting up a tent in the middle of a parking lot. But anyway, enough of that. So I figured that would be a good way to kind of get your name out there for kind of a low price. Another one is go to, your local blogs, your local message boards, neighborhood message boards and stuff, and, put it out there. Try to sign on for some blog parties. Don't have to charge much, and people can buy your product there or, do some private parties, stuff like that. I mean, we've done block parties for years. We bring a whole bunch of turkey fryers and feed the masses with wings. I mean, it works out. It works like a charm, and, hey, you actually do make a good buck, and it really gets your name out there for an entire neighborhood. But anyway, enough of that. I'm going to get right to our host or our guest here right now, Tom Slusser from Tom's Royal Ripping Hot Sauces. I've known this guy for a few years, and I'll tell you, I think it's my lost brother. This guy's a nut. We met many, many moons ago. And, Tom, where did we first meet? Was it the Rivalry Grill in Connecticut?
I believe so, man.
I think it was a while ago. I think that might have been our first, but man, the four of us, you, me, Maggie, and Diane, we just hit it off. I mean, it's freaking awesome, and you guys have been rolling with it, and it was great setting up next to you guys last year at the New York City show because we actually got a chance to hang out. But Steve Seabury threw such a great show this year, we never had a chance to say shit to each other.
if
you were right next to us, we never even said hi. I was lucky to get over to your booth to give you a beer.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, Tom, introduce yourself, Tom. Let's see who you are.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Roy Rippin' Hot Sauce. How are you, man?
now you have to admit.
From Stratford, Connecticut.
There you go. Now, you have to admit that the people that really run these companies are our wives, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to say otherwise, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get kneecapped.
Well, I want to eat tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, she cooks for you? Oh, you're lucky.
Of course. Oh, dude. Well,
oh,
I
man.
It. Oh, well,
oh my God.
That.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right.
She's not in the house, is she?
That's the last thing I remember saying, officer, until I woke up with this baseball bat shoved up my butt.
There you go. Now, I got one question I think a lot of people, I ask a lot of the guests here, the same thing is, what got you into doing the hot sauce stuff? I mean, what really put the fire under your butt, no pun intended?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, John. I actually started back in November of 2009. Diane had given me a hot sauce making kit for Christmas. I got an impulse buy at a supermarket, and I was like, I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this stuff, and it's like all powders and this and that, and I'm like, wait a minute, man. I was a vegetarian for 6 years. I know how to cook. I know what to do. I can make my own stuff. So I started doing it, getting all fresh peppers, going out, buying all ingredients, and just start doing it, and just came up with like 6 recipes right off the bat and started going from there. And, I used to give them out to friends for birthdays, Christmas, stuff like that.
Yep.
I had gotten laid off. I'm an art director by profession. Well, a so-called art director. And she's like, well, dude, you're laid off. If you're ever going to take, this thing seriously with the hot sauce, now's the time to do it. And it did. It just took off. I mean, I'm so passionate about it. I know sometimes she's kicking herself in the butt for even suggesting I do it because we're always so busy doing that, from the summer all the way through to the end of December, doing events and doing shows.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a commitment. It's definitely a commitment.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's so time-consuming, but I love it. I love going out, meeting the people, watching the reactions, watching the big macho guys going, I can handle the hottest thing you've got, and I'm like, okay,
that's like one of the best parts.
Oh, my God, it's so satisfying, because I just load up that sapling store, I'm like, here you go, buddy. I pour it out, see you in the emergency room.
Well, I'll tell you, and what's good is, I mean, you're kind of like us, too. You have fun at even the big shows and the small shows, you make them fun. I mean, I know personally, I haven't had a real vacation in, 8 or 9 years since we actually started the company. And I have not been on one vacation since. And we make, when we go to trade shows and stuff like that, we make those our vacations. We make ourselves have fun, and it just falls into place. I think you're a lot like that because you're laughing. Totally. You're laughing it up at every single show I've seen yet.
Well, dude, that's because I'm drunk.
Hey, don't let the secret out.
You did say laughing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, besides the Schwarzenegger chance. Oh, my God. But, you have fun at shows, though. You have to have fun.
Oh, yeah. Dude, are you kidding me? We love it. We really do love it. And the people are great, and it's just so satisfying because, let's face it, you're like me. I mean, you're putting your heart and soul, and, I mean, it's you in that bottle. It's what you love to do, and when you see people enjoying it and really digging it, and sometimes when you really rip them a roid, it's so satisfying.
Oh, it is. No, it is. I mean, put myself in a bottle. I thought you weren't going to let out the secret ingredient. Oh, no.
No, the secret ingredient. I have no secret ingredients, huh?
I'll talk to Diane about that one. But I'll tell you what. Now you got into it.
My secret ingredient is love.
Oh, isn't that special?
Yes.
And mine's hate. That's why we get along so good.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we're yin and yang, baby.
There it is, buddy. Now I got a question for you. What's your favorite pepper?
Oh, dude, I would say there's about 3. I love the cherry pepper.
Okay.
I really love the Italian, the long hot fryers.
Right.
You know, I don't mean the guys in the robes with the funny haircut either. yeah, I don't think I could ever be a monk. I couldn't dig that hairstyle. And my favorite would probably be, I'm really digging this Ed Curry's Carolina Reaper. I'm really.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You do have a product with the Reaper. What's the name of that one?
That is the Crimson Reaper.
The Crimson Reaper, yeah, that's right.
Yep, Crimson Reaper. Yeah, it just came out about a month ago, and it's doing really well.
Okay, cool. I mean, people are liking it.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? They're really digging it. Well, the thing is, too, it has a Reaper. It has it's a full mouth burn. It has the Reaper pepper for that slow burn. It
right.
has the habanero in it for the tip of the tongue kind of burn. And then
okay.
it has the jalapeno in it for, you know, just an all-around burn, you know, just the full mouth burn.
Right, right.
It's a little bit of a tomato base with a little peach and mango, so it's slightly sweet at first, but then that
well, just like you.
In, but yeah, baby. It'll behave.
Oh God, behave! Oh no.
Oh, behave! Oh.
Now, when you say the cherry peppers, you mean the ones like the pickled ones, like a B&G?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ! Now, when you say the cherry peppers, you mean like the ones in brine, like the pickled ones, or?
No. All fresh. All the hot cherry peppers. I like
okay.
Like that. I mean, I do like the pickled ones too, but I just love just fresh hot cherry peppers. Man, or just saute them, or cooking them up with a little pasta. I mean, you know.
Actually,
because
you know what I found. Well, you know what I found is the chili, that, to me at least, I mean, everybody's a little different, me a lot different, but with the cherry peppers, if I eat them fresh, they're fine. It doesn't destroy me. When they're in the pickling solution or that brine stuff, it tears me up. I don't know what the deal is with that thing. I can eat pickles, I can eat the pepperoncini, but those cherry peppers in that brine, whatever it's in, it kills me.
Really? Wow, that's
It's not because it's too hot. It's just my stomach. Yeah, it's just because I'm weird.
Oh, well, I'm weird too, but, it affects all those weirdos differently, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
But I do. I love the cherry pepper because it makes me randy.
Oh, God. No, okay.
Enough Austin Powers.
So with the cherry peppers, you go into like the Spanish fly sauce? Is that what we're looking at?
I'm sorry, John, say that again?
You're going to make like a Spanish fly sauce with the cherry peppers because they're full of love?
Oh, I don't know. Watch out the next time you have a beer. It might slip a little in your beer there.
Oh, baby. Oh, give me the roofie.
Yes.
Now, what other kind of products do you have, man?
I have a line of seven hot sauces, and I have a killer barbecue that I came out with about 2 years ago. And as a matter of fact, I'm sold out right now. I gotta call Endorphin Farms. That's a plug for you, Adam. And,
hey, good. I love it. We all love Adam. Adam is awesome.
Yeah, Endorphin Farms, man, they rock, man. They really.
Oh, they
do.
Yeah, they really do. And it's amazing how many Endorphin Farms bringing him up. You got to love out of that last New York City Hot Sauce Show when they hand out the Screaming Mimi Awards. He took like 8 or 9 out of the dozen or 13 of them. He was happier than a pig and crap.
Yeah,
it was just unbelievable. He had a grin face to face. But I mean, Endorphin Farms is definitely one of the biggest and best co-packers that I know of. I mean, it's the makes a great product, and he sticks to your recipe. He doesn't try to finagle with it at all. He sticks to right what you want and just does it. It's incredible.
Oh yeah, I mean the owner Scott and his wife Michelle and Mandy, they're all those guys. That whole EF crew, they're just freaking awesome.
And they will bend over backwards to help you, to make you happy, which is something not all of them do. You know, they're just like, if you need to run like quick by accident, you ran low on something, they'll kind of force it through, not all the time, but they'll do their best to get you what you need.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, no, they've helped me out in a couple, you know, short deadlines, and they've always come through for me. I love those guys.
Yep, and they pack the stuff right. I don't think we've gotten a busted thing yet from them. I mean, other, you know.
I've never had one busted bottle ever from those guys.
That's cool. You know? That's cool. That's a big thing. I mean, people don't realize when you're shipping stuff from down in Florida all the way up to the Northeast, that stuff's tumbling around a little bit in trucks. You know, that's going some distance. And you don't know. I mean, I've had pallets arrive that look like a meteor hit it. I mean, it's just like, and they try to repackage it to make it look good, and the guy drops and tries to get you a sign off on that thing, and he's running down the driveway. Oh no, dude, we're gonna unwrap this right here. And meanwhile, all the boxes in the middle are shredded.
Right. Right.
Oh man, I think we've all been there, and it's just not a happy.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But what are the kinds of sauces? You said you have seven different kinds of hot sauces. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I mean, I have a whole line. I have like from mild to medium, and when I say mild, it is actually the hot chili pepper sauce that I actually had taken. I haven't done awards or entered awards, and for a long, long time. But when I first came out, I remember I got the Buddha had given me the Lenny. In honor of his father when his dad passed away.
But, yeah, that's actually nobody even mentions that award that much anymore, and it's kind of a shame. We have one too, and I think what Buddha does with that Lenny Award, it's named out. If people out there don't know what a Lenny Award is, it was Buddha's dad who passed away recently, and he actually made up an award named after his dad Lenny, and it's a big heart on a stand. And we win all these other different kinds of awards and stuff, but that one kind of sets apart because that's like a heartstring award. You know, it's really kind of cool.
Oh no, totally. Yeah, I mean, it's all about emotion with that one. I mean, it was a great tribute to his dad, and I love it.
Absolutely.
Right here at my computer station. But
in my office. It's sitting. Yeah, it's right on my shelf in my office. Yep.
Yeah. He gave me that for the hot chili pepper, which I also got my first event I ever entered was the Brooklyn event, the Hot Sauce Expo from Steve Seabury, when I got the best for the novelty. I got the screaming meme for the novelty category with that sauce.
Yep. And you're a happy little pig that day, too.
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm, like, standing there, and I wish Diane could have been there, too, but she had a man in the booth, a woman in the booth, rather, sorry. That's the gender correct here. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, I'm from Stratford, Connecticut. And I'm, like, turning my head left and right, looking around, like, who the hell else here from Stratford? I'm like, booyah!
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. See, you know what the funny thing is? We didn't even enter the first year, and I kind of wish we did. We just didn't even enter.
I'm glad you did, man, because,
stop it. Oh, my God.
I was just, for me, that was like the first competition I ever entered since I've been in business in 4 years. And,
right.
I mean, to be among all my peers, all these guys who have been doing it for so long, and then when I got the, that category, best, I was like, God damn, I actually started to cry.
Well, you're just that sensitive kind of guy.
Well, yes, I am, and I'm sorry, but I am.
I'll give you a big hug next time I see you.
You promise?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
I got a question for you. Are you doing that, are you doing the Kempton Pepper Jam gig next weekend or no?
No, I am not. I'm going to take it a little easy after what my son went through with his operation stuff. We're not going to be doing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's doing okay?
He's doing awesome. He went to the surgeon today, and they removed a couple of staples from the first. They first tried to do an endoscopy, whatever they tried to do with the camera going down in, and a couple of little holes. So they took both staples up, but the big incision is still there, and it's doing great.
Well, hey, we talked about the big incision, but scars are like war wounds. I mean, it attracts chicks.
Well, that's what I told him. Like, dude, man, I said, just big scars, dude.
it's a battle wound. It's like being a pirate. You know, it's freaking awesome. Yeah, but anyway. So what? I mean, what are shows? You got some shows coming up. You got shows coming up in the next couple of months, or?
Yeah, we have. We're going to be doing. We have a big event on Saturday at 6-7. It's the Stratford Main Street Fest. It's huge for us because we like to do a lot of local events.
Okay.
And we have the Great American Weekend in Goshen, New York on 7-5. That's a two-day event. That's always huge for us. It's a great turnout. It's a great day. Goshen,
cool.
New York is beautiful. And we have a Chili Pepper Fest in Bowers, PA.
Bowers. Everybody loves the Bowers gig. Bowers is awesome.
Well, yeah.
You're crazy.
And,
but the Bowers, I think I talked about that last week or the week before. The Bowers gig, if anybody can make it to that one, that's just enormous. I mean, it's in the middle of freaking nowhere, and it's huge. I mean, it's stupidly huge.
It's amazing.
But,
that's like our jewel every year.
Now all these upcoming events, are these upcoming events on your website? Or
they will be. I've been negligent on it just because what's been going on, you know. But
you're Tom Slacker, not Tom Slosser. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yes, I have. I'll admit it. Guilty as charged. But,
okay.
I will definitely get them all up because, I mean, we're doing events from now until the end of December. But,
right.
If you want to get back to any of my other sauces, I like spool all over the place here.
Right.
If anybody wants to see all the
sites or all the shows Tom's going to be doing and they're not on his site, hit the contact us and ream them out because he should have them on the site.
Ream me out with the Roy.
Yeah, they'll kick in the ass for you.
rip my roid.
Yeah, I'm gonna rip your roids. Oh my God.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure we're plugging all your stuff here because you are the guest. You know, you're the special guy tonight.
And actually,
you know what? And you're going to be the last hot sauce guy for maybe a week or two because next week we got a barbecue guy. A chili guy coming on here.
Oh wow! Then I hope I leave a good impression with people. Then
and you even know this guy.
Who?
I'm not telling.
Because
he hasn't said yes yet. we're gonna switch
yet.
It up a little bit, but I want you. I wish you guys the best of luck this year. The upcoming shows. You know, stay on Facebook, get the word out, and update your damn website so everybody knows where you guys are gonna be. Because you got some really good sauces. I've had a bunch of them over the years, and you really got good stuff.
Yeah.
And Tom and Diane, they're like the cream of the crop kind of people. They're just like us. I mean, who can get better than that? Nah. But the
they definitely gotta come by. Huh?
What's that? Again.
I said they definitely have to come by our booth though, so they can hear us doing our Arnold impersonation.
Oh yes, yeah,
that's
true.
I mean?
Yes, we scream Schwarzenegger quotes at people as they walk by. It's become like a vaudeville act almost. Our wives are totally mortified by it, but we have a ball. It doesn't matter.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Oh, the teacher's here. Shh.
Hey guys, this is Rick. This is Grillion, and I'm sitting here in the Denny's booth, and it's time for dessert. Do you guys want a cinnamon apple pie milkshake?
Yeah, why not? Put some DEFCON in it.
Oh, man.
It's almost time for your show to end. I just wanted to jump in and interrupt like I always do this to let you know. And I'm going to go back and eat my milkshake. But you guys have a nice evening.
Absolutely,
you, man.
Hey, I'll talk to you next week, dude.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity, guys.
Well, Tom, hey, it was great having you on today. And maybe we'll do a follow-up on you during the summertime when you're doing all of your events. Maybe even catch you at an event. That'd be kind of cool. Definitely, man. I look forward to seeing you guys again. I guess we're probably not gonna see each other until Bowers, I'm thinking. But you never know. You just never know.
Too long, man. Well, dude,
The Angry Peppers having a show coming up soon too. But we're not gonna be able to make that one.
June 8th. But what you do is call me, dude. Let me know when you're coming up here. You know, I'll make sure I'm not around.
Ah, listen to you. Get out of here. All right, man, let me do my log out here. And, Tom, I'll talk to you very soon on the phone or on Facebook, man.
All right, brother, man.
And have a good night, folks. Talk to you next week. DEFCON Sauces. DEFCONSauces.com.
Bring me 3 shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw. Yeah.
Fire up the Harley, now I'm off to Cali to do my thing. Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Since 2006, me and Dirt Bro were rocking this outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the
we can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. I need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry, if I did I'd laugh. I'll probably break some long necks then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go. And some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating. A different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. K3 knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love wailing, chanting, scanning, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a
whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Just when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.